Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. After a Russian warning, Israel is rethinking its strategy with Syria. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
So I guess Israel now is in the planning stages. They need to rethink their Syrian strategy.
Well, they do, Jimmy, and this S-300 anti-aircraft defense system has been delivered now. Four of the systems were delivered to Syria. They're under Russian command, and interestingly, Jimmy, when the Russian defense minister, Sugoi, when he announced that these units had arrived in Syria, he called them the unified S-300 system, and they said this means that it is being integrated into Russia's own command system in Moscow so that Russia would control not the actual firing of the rockets in the event of aircraft going over them that are deemed hostile by Syria, but Russia would maintain overall control of them, and they would be electronically integrated into the Russian system. So Russia would know exactly the moment any of these were fired, where they were being fired. But the Israelis are assuming, Jimmy, that there will be Russian advisors sitting with the Syrians at all times with this system. It was announced this week that they would continue to communicate with each other, the Israelis and the Russian armies, but of course the Russians accused Israel of only informing them 1 minute before the September 17th bombing campaign against some Iranian targets near Russia's air base, Latakia. Tensions still remain high, Jimmy. That system is now in place. It could potentially shoot down aircraft over a lot of Israel as well. It's a very powerful system. It depends on where it's placed. But if there's four of them, which the Russians say, we can assume that at least one of those units, at least one of those systems, will be stationed somewhere near the Israeli border. That makes sense, since the main aircraft that they're targeting, the Syrians at least, are coming from Israel. So a very tense situation still.
David Dolan with the details on Israel's rethinking of their strategy with Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Israel must make sure that they have the right strategy for dealing with Syria as long as Russia is in the picture. The Russian coalition of Islamic nations, Ezekiel chapter 38, is the end of time scenario with the purpose of wiping out the Jewish state. In fact, Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40 reveals that Syria makes the first move in the alignment of nations to attack Israel. In Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40, the king of the north is Syria that will receive directions from Russia to attack. With Russia's warning to Israel, that stage is set for fulfilled prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...